Okay, let's do a really interesting Shagal. In Achremot, this is Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Vav. Right, the beginning of all the different Arayot. So it says, Ish Ish El Kol She'er Bisaro, anyone who's related to him, Lo Tikrivu Legalot Ayrfa, you should not go close to them to reveal the nakedness of them. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Okay, so Shaddah has a very interesting discussion about this stuff. What are we? What is the reason why the Torah cares about what you do in the bedroom? Generally, good question. There's a big machloket Rishonim about whether Arayot are considered a chok or a mishpat. It's a really interesting discussion because, right, if it's a chok, if it's a mishpat, then you have to give. Then there has to be an obvious rational reason. Or presumably, there's an obvious rational reason why this thing is aser. Now, we can think of a couple of things on the list that aren't so obvious why that would be mutter and that would be aser. So, for example, a man can marry his niece, but a man can't marry his aunt. What's the difference between those relationships? Right? And so, it's hard to figure out the if it's a mishpat. But also, if it's a chok, if you establish as a chok, then you're going to have an interesting issue of, okay, I guess we can't give a reason for any of these things, or it's not the definitive reason for these things. Anyway, Shadal engages in this type of thing to try to understand the reasons for these arayot. So let's go through them one by one. He says, Isurei bia ein hamechavein b'hem kedat Rambam. I disagree with the Rambam, he says, who writes Amar Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, he says, Lime'it Hamishkal. The idea is that the arayot are in order to make you less sexually active. Why? If relations could happen within the family, then it would happen all the time, he thinks. Nowadays, we're so used to the, of course, that's abhorrent. It would disgust us to be married to somebody in our family, but maybe that's an influence from the Bible itself. Maybe that actually comes out from the Torah. But or from the, at least those morals, but maybe it wasn't so obvious in the time of the Torah. So the Rambam says it's in order to limit your sexual proclivities. Hilo aser Torah riboy hanashim el melech. So I think, says Shadal, that that's wrong. Why? Because we don't find that in other things. Like, for example, there's no problem of an individual, not the king, but an individual, regular person, marrying 1,000 wives. There's no Isser in that. If he has enough money to support them and whatever, he can marry 1,000 women and have relations with all of them.
Unless he's the king.
Unless he's the king, exactly. So, okay, fine. Or maybe we try to restrict him, but we don't generally try to restrict people. The Lori Reboy Hamishkal be Isha Acha. And also, we have no prohibition of, except for a Nida, but a man and his wife can have can go to bed with each other as much as they want within the confines of the law. So we don't find that there's a limit, per se. So the Shadal says, rather, it has nothing to do with this, like, prevent people from being too sexual, but rather to prevent people from destroying the community, from destroying their social connection. Every law in the Arayot, he says, is to protect the community. How? It's obvious when it comes to adultery why that should be forbidden because of on a social level, because you're hurting other people. You know how many deaths, murders have occurred because of cheating wives and husbands? And you prevent fighting and stealing and all those things because of adultery, he says. If a person wants to do this, so wait, hold on a second. That I understand if that's to do adultery, if you're hurting other people. But what if it's swingers? Is that a problem? Wait, how do I explain that? If the whole thing is that it's bad for the community. So how's that bad for the community? He says, if a person wants to make his wife hefker to a rich person, he wants to whore her out, I guess you'd say. Hadavar asur mimnei hashkata asher teitzei mizeh leklal ha'uma bekilkula midot. He says, that's asur for a different reason. That's asur because it's bad midos. That It's bad on a character trait level. He doesn't explain it exactly why that is, but he says it's a bad thing for society for people to be swingers and to be a normal thing. He doesn't explain why. If I had to attribute some reason for Shadal, maybe we would say that first of all, not always is the woman agree to it. Not always is the men in agreement with such a situation of swinging or whatever you want to call it. And you might have people who feel pressured into doing these open things that they don't. So there could be an element of non-consent in that, where there is a power situation. Sexuality has that for sure. And on the other hand, we could also say that maybe he finds such an open sexuality is bad in and of itself. Sex is supposed to be a private thing between two people, and that, by us saying it's supposed to be that way, it's because there is a fostering of a relationship there that might be broken down in terms of its relationship between two people by opening it up to more open relationship. And you can probably find out statistically how that works out if you, I'm sure there are studies that examine open relationships and if that makes the relationship stronger or not. I would be interested to find out. Okay. And he says, Isru ha-zachar ve-ha-behema. What about homosexuality or the homosexual relations or bestiality? Hu-mem-ne-she-him asim neged ha-teva. So, Shadal, you can strike this out from modern translations of Shadal, perhaps. I assume it wasn't in Dan Klein's translation. But this is what Shadal says, that it's the reason why, I don't see how this has to do with society, but he says the reason why homosexuality is usur, or the acts of homosexuality are usur, is because it goes against nature. The imhayu mutarim, okay, hold on, and he says, if they were to be permitted, tia lekichat nashim mitame'et. He says, the problem is that maybe this says more about Shadal, but he says there would be less marriage of heterosexual marriage because if a man can have his outlet, his sexual outlet with another man, he might be less inclined to marry a woman.
Why is it not us?
Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe, why is that not explicit? I don't know. It's a good question on itself. Right? But he says that's bad for the chavra as well. It's bad for the community. All right? Let's keep going. What about the rest of the relatives that's problematic? It has to do with the household. You're going to destroy the house if everyone can have relations with each other. It's also bad in terms of character traits, and it's also important in terms of politics, in terms of making sure that the community as a whole is safe. So he doesn't go into the details. He goes into some of the details. He says, you marry your father's wife, or your mother, or achoda av, your aunt, ishet achia av, the wife of your uncle, your aunt. Kudavar min nageh lechavod avayim. It's a bad thing for a kibbut avayim. But it's also bechavod avayim, gorim lekilko amido. That's bad. If you don't have respect for your parents, it's bad for your character traits.
But not your niece.
Yeah, that's we'll have to see. Right, hold on a second. Yeah, hafsid on hagadabai, and that's bad in terms of the family safety net. That if you get divorced from your wife, you're both still in the family. It's a problem. You can't go away. B'chein eshet haben. What about your son's wife? Right, your daughter-in-law can't marry her. Can't have relations with her. Harihi b'madregan habat ulchamel ulchamotel. She is considered in the eyes of the law like your daughter. And if her father-in-law takes her, that's bad in terms of respect. You're supposed to have respect for your father or your mother, and you're also supposed to have respect for your father-in-law and your mother-in-law. And if they're having relations with each other and then they break it off or whatever, then there's very little respect there. Ubita, can't marry a woman and her daughter. Why? Mivia shivoy beinehem, the goremet zilzol bekavrayim. That means that now a mother and her daughter are on the same level. They're both wives to this one guy. That means that the daughter won't have respect for her mother because they're on an equal level. Isser isha v'achota. What about, why can't you marry two sisters? Umifurash b'milat litzvor. That's explicit in the term that you give for marrying two sisters. They're called tsrorot to each other. Right? It's not nice to make jealousy happen between two women who are sisters. To make them, tsarot, distressing of each other and hatred of each other. Because normally two sisters are supposed to love each other. And two wives, if you're going to have two wives, should love each other, and this is going to cause extreme jealousy, like we see a little bit, at least, in Yaakov's case. It's known that hatred among relatives, hatred among brother and sister, or sister and sister, is worse than hatred among strangers, among people who are not related to each other. He makes an interesting argument. He says, do you love your friend more than you love your brother? You'd normally love your family members, your close family members, much more. Even if you don't like them for whatever reason, you don't like their personality, you still love them, right? I don't like you, but I still love you, right? You have this strong sense of love and togetherness and unity with them, even in cases where you don't like them or whatever. But that's just demonstrating that there is an extreme tendency of love. But that also means that if you hate them because of the bad things that they did in their life or to you or whatever, then you're going to hate them that much more. Okay? That's bad for your midot. And it's bad for the household. You're not going to be very successful. Everybody's arguing with each other. What about your brother's wife? So that's going to make you and your brother be hating each other and jealous of each other. So should I ask to deal with, what about once your brother dies, you still can't marry his wife. So why is that? That should have nothing to do with hatred, because can't hate each other, he's dead. So the answer is, right? If it's not a Yibam situation, you're allowed to marry her in the Yibam situation, but if he has children, that's still going to cause hatred, not among you and your brother, because he's dead, but among you and the children who don't like you, who are going to be upset. The other way around as well. That's bad for your midot again. It's also bad for the house. Why is that not true for Yibum? Because there's no children in the mix to be hateful. Shadal says, okay, why can't a brother and sister marry each other? Incest. Why is that awesome? Why is the brother and sister problem? He thinks that that's not because of Hatzlachat Abayit necessarily. Yeah, that household. It's not necessarily because of Midot. It's actually a community thing. There's a problem in the community. Talking to Medina. If brother and sister are always allowed to each other, how you rove b'nei adam nosim achotam, most brothers would marry their sisters. Easy person, somebody who grew up with you, who knows you. And each family would be its own nation because they all marry into each other. And you'll have no intermarrying families to be one big family all together. Instead, every family keeps on marrying sister, brother.
Also, we know today that...
Well, nowadays people have this as abhorrence, but we're talking about the time of the Torah.
Like there's genetics.
Oh, okay. And also the issue of genetics and the issue of genes and problems. What's going to happen is you're going to have factions. So you're going to have everybody being in different tribes. so to speak.
The queen
has been one of the second. So there are going to be many nations. Bilti krovot zelazen. They're going to be hardly related to each other anymore. Bilti ovim zelazen. They're not going to have any love for each other because they're going to view each other. You're in that clan and I'm in this clan. So the intermarrying to force other people outside the family increases love of everybody, and everybody's more unified that way.
That is a hilarious answer.
It's very interesting, right?
Because we have 12 tribes.
It's true, and generally they don't marry out.
Literally, we have a system set up to not...
Most of them, they were allowed to marry outside their tribe. There was... One Shavit that wasn't allowed to, but that's a different story for a different time. But they were generally allowed to marry outside their tribe, and by making incest usher, it made sure that they had to go outside of their family, and it didn't create tribal families. All right, Shkoyach.